The Queen of England has accepted Prime Minister Boris Johnson's surprise request to suspend Parliament after it returns to work next week, a move critics say enhances the chances the United Kingdom will crash out of the European Union without a deal at the end of October. Johnson says it's not about Brexit, it's about a new government's agenda.
We need new legislation. We've got to be bringing forward new and important bills, and that's why we are going to have a Queen's speech, and we're going to do it on October the 14th, and we've got to move ahead now with a new legislative program.
Joining us now is David Lammy, a member of Parliament from the opposition Labour Party. David Lammy, welcome back. What's your reaction to this move by Prime Minister Boris Johnson? Are you surprised?
I think this is outrageous. I cannot believe that at this time, a major decisions for the United Kingdom, that the Prime Minister of the day, Boris Johnson, would seek to exclude parliamentary scrutiny, parliamentary discussion of a no-deal Brexit. It's dangerous, it's worrying, and of course, it will drag the Queen into this impending constitutional crisis. And so it's not just members of Parliament like me in the opposition calling this an outrage. The Speaker of the House, John Bercow, has said it's an outrage. And all indications are that every single opposition party and indeed members of Boris Johnson's own party, like the former Chancellor Philip Hammond, are calling this for what it is, which is an attempt to steamroller us to a no-deal Brexit and bypass parliamentary democracy.
Is there anything that you can do about it, or what will you do about it?
Well, I suspect that Boris did not realise quite what he had bitten off, because the reaction this morning has been extraordinary. I've never seen this degree of enmity, really, in the public towards a decision of a prime minister. So I hope he will step back at the idea that he should shut down Parliament for 5 weeks as he plans this no-deal Brexit. I think we will be back next week. There will be lots of debate, and of course there will be attempts, cross-party attempts, to stop a no-deal Brexit, to latch on to legislation, to stop it happening. And that's what Boris Johnson wants to avoid. He wants to avoid parliamentarians attempting to tie his hands. Let me be clear. Britain really only has three options. One is to have a general election, for Boris Johnson to go into that general election, say, vote for me, I'll give you a no-deal Brexit. And for opposition parties, of course, to say, look, we'll give you a second referendum where you can vote to remain. But the other option is to simply move quickly to a referendum to see what the British public's view is, or indeed to allow Parliament to come to some view. Parliament's view is not the same as Boris Johnson's view.
Well, I suppose the fourth option is the one that it appears that the Prime Minister Boris Johnson would prefer, which is to bypass Parliament altogether and get to October 31st and either get a better deal from Europe, which they've so far been reluctant to do, or just crash out of the EU as he's promised.
Many of your listeners will know the UK well. I can see no circumstances under which Boris Johnson can avoid the bright, educated population that we have in the UK that are deeply concerned about this, parliamentarians that want to voice this. Look, what he will get is civil disobedience. You know, many, many years ago, you guys in the US had your Million Man March. I'm telling you, there will be all sorts of people marching for the first time on number 10 Downing Street if he goes forward and attempts to do this. We are in for a very, very, very rocky time indeed. And I predict that there will be huge, huge civil disobedience if he goes forward with this.
That is Labour Party Member of Parliament David Lammy. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us.
Thank you.